Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Certainly. My name is Paula Galanzowski. Thank you for having me. I am currently, until October 20th, a trustee with the Catholic Board of Education, Fort McMurray Catholic Board of Education. And on October 20th, I am hoping to be reelected if the population seems to think that that's a good idea.
There you go. Yeah. So how many terms have you spent? Was this your first?
Or no, first? I'm just finishing my third.
Okay.
And I never dreamed when I started this that I would be at minimum a three-term trustee. Mm-hmm. I remember starting and thinking, oh my gosh, how people have been here for like 12, 15, 18. There are trustees that have been around for 40 years on the same board. I don't have that longevity in me, mm-hmm. but I remember thinking, my goodness, that is a long time. I couldn't, you know, your first term, you're thinking 4 years seems like a long time.
Yeah.
But it has flown by.
Yeah. And so what's something that you started on your first term that you've seen now coming to like the end of your third?
Wow. So many things. You know, as an elected official, and we serve at the behest of the government, so it changes with the government of the day. And so we've now been through, in my term, we'll be our third provincial government, so two terms of progressive, one NDP and another UCP. Those changes can create real waves of uncertainty. What I've learned is that if you're not paying attention to the platforms and the promises that are made and the things that are kind of coming out of their AGMs, then you're not going to be prepared for what's to come in the next 4 years. I've seen our district grow in ways that not necessarily student population, because it's been held fairly steady. We're about 50-50 in the community with Fort McMurray Public, which is, I think, we're the only district or the only community that has that ratio with their sister boards.
Right.
But growing in terms of how we are progressing in terms of providing a real safe and inclusive and belonging place for our students, no matter where they come from, no matter their culture, no matter their station in life, and then internally it has evolved into a really solid source of people, staff, teachers, support staff who care immensely about our students and families. And in turn, our job as a board is to ensure that they're all cared for as well. And of course, the wildfire amplified that. Mm. There's never enough money in any business to provide enough support, but we have become much more educated and in tune with what people need, and to anticipate sort of what happens with certain changes in your community, what happens with natural disasters, what happens with a negative economic situation.
Yep.
And so I think our ability, and I say our, is because it's collective, it's not the board, our ability as a district to sort of anticipate what's to come during what we're experiencing in the moment, I think has grown and become much more, I don't want to say efficient, we've just become much better at that.
Yeah, well, I guess when you spend the amount of time that you have there, you're able to, like you said, build a foundation of just knowledge and experience. Mm-hmm. So when things come up in the future, you're more ready to be like, oh, I had dealt with something similar to this.
Right.
It's not exact the same, but I have my experience.
Exactly.
And that's why having experience is good to have on any kind of board, may it be for your company or a school board or whatnot.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you learn to anticipate certain things and
So what about this term has you excited? Like, you've done it, you've ran a few elections now, so what's got you fired up this time?
What has me fired up this time is really to continue the good work that we've already done and ensure that our students, families, and our staff are all, they continue to be in safe learning and working environments. You can be welcoming in a situation or an environment, but people need to know that they belong. That they belong there, that they're not just welcome, that they see themselves represented there, and that they see that there are opportunities and there are people there that care, for not just people like them, but for everyone. And to recognize that not everyone comes from the same place. We don't all have the same starting line in life.
Mm-hmm.
We don't all have the same framework that we're operating in. You know, we have a tremendous amount of new Canadians and immigrants in our community. And that's just one example of, you know, those people haven't come from the same experience as someone who maybe has grown up in this community, or someone who's even has not grown up in this community, has come from Southern Alberta or another place in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
We all come with our own framework and expectations, and it's really our job, and it should be our mission, and I think it is. Don't ask me to quote our mission because I can't off the top of my head. I should be able to. But to ensure that everyone feels that they belong there. Mm-hmm. Because fitting in is not belonging. If you have to fit in, you have to change to fit in. Belonging means you are accepted as you are.
There you go. Now, as far as the time that you spent, we're just going to stick on this topic.
Mm-hmm.
Are you surprised how many people run up on you in public and recognize you and who you are because of the position?
In the beginning, yes, but you know, it wasn't adults, it was the students.
Oh, that's adorable. Okay.
It was kids who would be like, hey, I saw your picture in the office.
Oh, yeah. That's right, because you do show up in all the offices throughout the district. That's right. I never thought about that.
Yeah, or I'd show, you know, if you get introduced at an assembly or some event.
Right.
And then, but it's surprising how many students, and mostly in elementaries, where be like, hey. Some of them, of course, are my kids' friends. They're like, wait a minute.
Right.
I know you. Oh, yeah, your picture's up in the office.
Yeah.
I just found out someone actually did a report on me in grade six.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, that's interesting. I said, what'd you find out? She goes, well, I Googled you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I hope it was...
yeah, you never know.
I hope it was good.
That's hilarious.
Anyways, that was a first.
Yeah.
I thought that was really sweet.
That is super cool. Yeah, like, the kids definitely, when you go to their assemblies and stuff, like, it's a big deal for them.
Yeah.
And so when they see, like, oh, that person's on the wall in the picture and shows up to our assembly, it kind of hits a little bit different.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so adorable. So we're wearing these shirts today because we went on a walk, speaking of everybody feeling apart and inclusive. The walk, I thought, which square do they put it? It's not Kean Square, Jubilee. I thought that was a great square to have it in this year. Like, it's not as big, or you don't have as much space because of the buildings, but it really created a nice vibe today.
It did, yeah, it did. I brought my dog Piper down and we joined in. We didn't walk, of course, because I have my new hip and two new knees, so I'm not up to walking down the Mac Island yet, but...
Yeah.
yeah. But I really love that gathering, kind of no matter where it is, but mm-hmm. it was really great today because you could really hear.
That's what I
did. You could really hear the speeches and the survivors telling their stories, and it just felt intimate. I love Cayenne Park, and people say, oh, it's not used, and blah, blah. But actually, there's a fair amount of activity that goes on at Cayenne Park in the summer. A fair amount of events happen at Cayenne Park. I love that they named it Cayenne Park.
Yeah.
But it is difficult to hear, so I did appreciate that we could hear all of their stories, and that's really important. It's important that people hear, be able to hear.
I don't understand why Cayenne Park gets all the hate it does. We utilize it. We're downtown. We're like right there. You know the park with the basketball court. We've walked around once or twice. It's not a bad spot.
Where?
You know the basketball court.
The park next to the municipal building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why it gets hate.
I don't.
Yeah.
It gets hate?
Yeah.
Some people need to complain about something.
Yeah.
Imagine having a park and then just not going and enjoying it.
Yeah.
Right? Well, I figure.
You could be upset about it, or you could just go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Lots of organizations have their pancake breakfast there. Like it's the Welcome Home, the Center of Hope, and the Salvation Army, and Tawau have... You know, they've had their Welcome Home barbecue there for several years with where they have the barbecue specifically for the unhoused and vulnerable community. We've used it as United Way. Ignite
is right there. They're setting it up. Remember that
the
one
Christmas
last year?
Lights, you
remember that
the
one.
Christmas lights. That's amazing. And in the summer, it's really well used. Anyways, back to your question. It was a really special day today, and I was happy to be able to be a part of it, just in our own little way, being there.
Yeah, yeah, and then some of the speeches, oh my gosh, like...
It's powerful. Yeah. It is really powerful, and I really appreciate the effort and the emotional toll that it takes for people to continually relive their story.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, especially in our education system, you know, when they said, a couple of different people said today, education got us into this mess where we need to have truth and reconciliation, and education will get us out. And that is a really important piece for our district. It's something that I've always advocated for. I do not want to use truth and reconciliation as a campaign platform. That's not the purpose. But we do need to hold space for the stories and the experiences, and hold their stories and their experiences so that the Indigenous community members, students, staff, families, caregivers can come to a peaceful place and find a safe place in our schools.
Yeah. I couldn't believe how much of the language Sandy was able to speaking.
Yeah, he's done an incredible job.
That was impressive. Yeah. Big shout out to Sandy Bowman.
Yeah, it's not an easy.
No,
it's not an easy language to learn.
No, it's not. I can't even like. I struggle to pronounce some of their names in regards to like, because it's a softer and like the tongue is kind of set different. So, but for Sandy to like get all that out today, it's like, wow, that was super, super impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his phone. That means he's ready with his segment called the Max City Minute, brought to you by Carrie and Patchouli Rose. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
All right, question number one. If you could meet any TV character, who would you pick?
Oh, any TV character?
Yeah.
Oh, that is a hard one. I want to say Frasier.
Nice. Well,
actually, I will say Frasier. I did say Frasier.
Good answer. Mm-hmm. Question number two. What is a pop culture moment you remember most from your past?
Oh, man. This is really going to age me. When MTV came on the air. 1900s.
Yeah.
1983 or 84.
Question number three. What is your favorite dish to make when you're trying to impress?
Oh, I make a pretty decent turkey dinner. It's not fancy. It's pretty standard, but I'm pretty decent at it.
Question number four. If you could keep one fictional animal as a pet, what would you choose?
Oh, a fictional animal? Maybe a baby T-Rex. But only if they stayed baby.
That's, your answer. Yeah. There's no wrong answers. Yeah. And your final question. Do you put the toilet paper roll under or over the holder?
What a question.
I'm not a monster. It's over.
And those have been your five questions.
That's a great question. How has that never come up before?
I don't know, but I'm very glad I got to like establish that standard.
Yeah, I'm on your side over, and then some people go under, and you're like, what are we
doing?
Why?
You can't even access it. You're like...
Yeah. I've actually been in trouble. I don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I've been told not to. If I was in somebody's house and I saw it that way, I'd be like, yeah, we're not doing this today. And then...
You switch their toilet paper
Yeah,
off.
Yeah, I won't tell you who told me, like, don't do that anymore. We'll talk about it off camera. But yeah, I used to switch it around. Because it's, yeah.
People are passionate about things.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You don't?
I don't care.
Wow.
Doesn't matter.
I've never met anybody so easygoing.
Yeah. Well, because, like, I don't know, cleans me the same way either way, you know? Like,
true.
Top or bottom, it does the job.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah, that's hilarious. After so many podcasts, I can't believe, I don't think that's ever come up in the podcast before.
No.
Yeah, it's come up once or twice in casual conversation. Yeah, no
I
doubt.
Feel blessed.
So, in your other role, you were just here a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's new to you. It's still fresh. You're only, like, a month or two in?
Correct? No, almost a year. In November, it'll be a year. I started in November 28th.
Not at this...
At United Way?
At this title?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
You were very quiet about it. Okay, yeah. So you really took the time to, like, look at what's happening with inside and, like, move things around before you said, okay, good for you. That's smart.
And, you know, I approached trusteeship the same way. Like, it... You really need to, in my younger years, I would have been probably much more, we're going to do, change.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, being a trustee and being an elected official has been a really important learning process for me in terms of listening and learning how to frame what I want to say to make sure it's clear. And not be so excited to, yeah, but. Somebody told me I was a really great yeah, but person one time. And so I guess I probably still am. My family would say, yeah, you're one of the best. But when I'm dealing professionally and I try not to be a yeah, but, and just listen and understand.
That's a good skill set to have. Yeah, that's phenomenal. I am a yeah, but person. It's been pointed out numerous times by this guy. And it's a work in progress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. And it's a hard thing to overcome because you're, you know, for people like us, now your instinct is like, no.
I have the answer. Nah, no, I don't. And it's one of those things I've recognized. If I keep my mouth shut, which is a challenge, the person finishes their thought and then I'm like, oh crap, that was a good thought. I'm glad I didn't interrupt them when I wanted to.
I'll tell you one of the best pieces of advice that I got when I ran the first time was, if you don't want it on the front page, don't say it.
Yeah.
That was really, I kind of lived by that.
Mm-hmm. It's shocking to me that how many people put things and say things on the internet. In regards to, like, I explain it to clients in regards to, like, if you say something in, like, you and me just chatting, you can't hold me to that. It disappears. It's memory.
Into the air.
That being said, when you do something, you put it on this and you put it online, that's forever. And it blows my mind that people are more harsh and more critical and speak a lot meaner online than they ever would in person. That's the thing that sticks around forever and can always be used as a reference point.
It will always come back.
Always
come back, and they're always surprised.
Yeah, it's wild to me. Me, I just say everything. I could care less. I put so much garbage on the internet, like, come back at me. Good luck. Like, there's going to be a lot of me saying one thing and coming back and being hypocritical. So I'm good. But especially during this election period, I am shocked to see what some people put online, especially in the small community that we live in regards to, this is only 6 weeks, you still got to bump into that person at the grocery store afterwards.
That's right.
And I think people forget that
people are real. and you interact with them in real life, and then I don't know what that invisible wall is behind that we think we're living behind on a keyboard or it's a mystery.
Yeah, it's always been in Edmonton, if you're in a major center, I get it, millions of people. Mm-hmm. But when you're in a community like this, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, you posted that earlier this morning, and now I'm standing behind you at the movies.
I'm gonna call you on it.
Yeah, luckily for me, I'm all friendly, so it's been good. Please remain friendly. But every once in a while, sometimes I see things, and I'm just like, oof. The ramifications standard on that's gonna be something for sure.
I would also say too, being in the social profit world and then being a trustee is, you really, the impact of your words becomes very clear. Mm. Well, for most people, mm-hmm. some people never get the message, but for me, I've really come to understand, it's been a big learning. Thankfully, I haven't had too many life-changing moments that I've had to learn the lesson. Mm-hmm. I don't think there might be somebody out there would disagree. I hope not, but that's probably been one of the most impactful lessons, is that the impact and the value of your words carry so much.
Interesting. From a family perspective, how mm-hmm. has your family dealt with you being in this position? They're obviously very supportive, but
they're very supportive, and actually my boys really didn't, it didn't really didn't impact them too much, other than when they had a problem at school, which was thankfully not very often, or they wanted something changed, they were like, can't you do something?
Yeah.
Aren't you the head of the school board? And then I have to remind them, no, I'm not the head of the school board.
Right.
It's not how it works. And no, I can't make Mr. So-and-so allow you to jump off the monkey bars. I can't.
Right.
I can't do that. Sorry. So it hasn't been too bad. They just kind of rolled with it. My husband as well.
That's awesome.
I mean, he was in a sort of a high profile. He was the president of Fort McMurray Minor Hockey for several years. So at the time that I was starting to be a trustee, he was also in a role that, was very visible in the community. So between the two of us, sometimes, when we went to a hockey game, we sat by ourselves. But I think that the biggest thing that the kids have taken away from this is the value of being involved in your community and caring and wanting to make a difference.
There we go. Awesome. On that note, Tanner's tapped his watch, so we are out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Thank you. You know what? Don't forget to vote. This is a really important election, municipally, for municipality and for school board trustees, public and Catholic. So learn about your candidates. Ask some questions. Feel free to reach out to me. Good luck to Elliot, because Elliot is also in the race. And the winner, whoever comes out, with those elected positions, best of, I wish you all the best. And, we have some really amazing people in this community, and we have some really amazing people running for these positions. So learn about them, support them, get to know them. Not everybody who's running for an elected position is, on the take or, has some corrupt agenda. Some of us really do just want to, we're community members who want to do good.
There we go.
Thank you.
For McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
It's so ballistic! quenching your ugly thirst.